guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. My name is Joker, and today we're going to be talking about Mia Khalifa getting divorced. Stunning and brave. If you don't remember, I did a video a little while ago about Mia Khalifa returning to OnlyFans. And the big message I had about that was, don't listen to what women say, watch what women do. The reason why that's important is because she was saying, oh, all the spicy work that I did a while ago, that degraded me as a woman, and it was bad and I shouldn't have done it. Instead, girls, you can be better than that. And then she went out and tried a couple of jobs and writing a book and failed at all of that. She went right back to OnlyFans to do spicy work. And her husband really had no say in it. And they hadn't been married very long. I think it was about a year, and went right back to OnlyFans. And I don't remember if I called it out in the video at the time. I'm sure I said, well, you know, he didn't have any say in this, and she's going to do what she's going to do. I don't know if I said at the time, though, that, well, this is going to end poorly for them, obviously, because when a woman doesn't need a man anymore, she can say she wants him, but when she doesn't need him for anything, well, then there's no, I mean, what's the point of keeping them around? We see it all the time when women get married and they have kids. They have the kids that they want. They have his money that they want, but maybe they just don't want him anymore. And so they get divorced. They win the cash and prizes. They keep the kids and they win. What happens when you're Mia Khalifa? You're relatively young. You get lots of male attention. And all of a sudden, you're back in OnlyFans, you're making tons of money, you're getting all the adulation and attention. You no longer need the guy. Women start saying to themselves, hey, I can do better than him. Whether you want to talk about hypergamy, whether you want to talk about going back into the market, that's what she's done, and now she's getting a divorce. Now, who filed? Who do you think filed for the divorce? Was it him or her? Obviously, it was her. And the thing is that I think more men and women don't realize is that as a man, if you have your life in order and you're doing well for yourself with your business and your income is good and you've got a home and you're stable, when all that's good, the only thing you want a woman for or need a woman for is companionship, maybe some love, and the physical things that women bring to the table, which is, in other words, regular access to sex with the woman that you love. But for women, it's different. Women, I mean, they don't need a guy for that because they can get it anywhere. Like men will fall all over themselves to sleep with a woman. So she doesn't need just her husband for that. And now that women are working, and especially if she's doing OnlyFans and making lots of money, they don't need a guy for anything. And so we're kind of not needed anymore. In many ways, I think this is a good thing because it leaves men free to do whatever they want. And again, now that it, you know, adult work is now, you know, bueno, it's good. That means that guys can do their own thing. So let's talk about that. I'm going to read the article. It's a quick one. All right, main story. This is from Technomiz. Now, they did have it on a bunch of different sites. I just picked this one because the web format was good for my recording here. They say Mia Khalifa divorce. After 2 years, broken a spicy star, Mia Khalifa's marriage, wrote, feelings were over. Now, she wrote on social media, feelings were over. And this is from July 30th. It's literally from today. To surprise to nobody, she got back to OnlyFans. She started making money. She realized she was going to make probably more money than her current dude. He was fawning all over. He was tripping all over himself to be supportive of her. He was taking his own head out of his game and put it into her world. And again, when she doesn't need him, she doesn't want him. When she realizes he wants her, she definitely doesn't want him. We can talk about this till the end of days, but the point is you need to stay on your own track. Headlines. Former spicy star Mia Khalifa has separated from her husband. Mia Khalifa has announced her divorce on social media. Mia Khalifa said they both tried their best to save their marriage. Press F for doubt. Press F for doubt, because I have a feeling, you know, after a year or two, again, he's successful. He's doing okay for himself. He falls in love with her. She's got a banging bod. Some people may or may not find her attractive. I think she looks better in her older photos than her more recent ones. She lost a lot of weight and looks kind of skinny, a little, except for, you know, the bazungas. She looks kind of skinny to me, and she doesn't look very healthy, but that's just my opinion. But the thing is, what changed between them? Was he still getting, if he was still getting access to the bedroom, if she was still being a supportive partner, like he's still in, he's still going to be like, hey, I'm good. Like everything's fine. But what did she lose from him? She wanted to be with him when she wanted to try to be a book writer. She wanted to be with him when she wanted to try to be a sports newscaster. She wanted to be with him while she made the transition to her new life. Her new life is pretty much going back to the old thing, which is being validated, getting lots of attention, getting lots of money, getting lots of support from men and women alike. And then she realized, you know what, I didn't make any transition, but I didn't need him after all, so I'm going to throw him away. They say spicy star Mia Khalifa's marriage broke up after 2 years. Mia has separated from her husband, Robert Sandberg. The former Spicy star has announced this on social media. In the post, he said that both tried their best to save the marriage. Now, he said that. Okay, so maybe he tried his best, but she wasn't really trying. Mia Khalifa wrote in a post on her social media, "We have made every effort to save our marriage. We can say this with complete confidence. After a year of therapy and efforts, I have come to know that we have lost our feelings for each other. We tried our best to bring these feelings back, but it didn't work." So, after 2 years of marriage, one of which they were in therapy to try to fix their marriage, she says the feelings are completely gone. It didn't even last really a year for her feelings for him. Now I wonder, could that be maybe because her receptors for bonding and attaching to him were gone from doing all the adult work that she had done in the past, from all the spicy movies that she made? She only did that supposedly for 3 months. And I don't know how many movies, but it was a decent amount of content. This is what happens when you have too high a body count, you share yourself with too many people, because it means that sex is meaningless. It has no meaning to it. It's just something to be done. And that was her mindset on it. And now he's just something to be done. He has no value. She doesn't fall in love with him. She can't bond to him. She can't find him valuable. She's making as much money or more than he is, even though he's a celebrity chef making, I think, $500,000 a year. She's probably making more than that now. So she doesn't need him for love, doesn't need him for the bedroom, doesn't need him for his money. She's back on her feet again, and she's just done with him. What's the next move for her? Who knows? But again, this just shows you that when the body counts are too high, when you go out and make bad decisions in life, they burn themselves out, and then they're surprised when men say, "But your body count's too high. Like, you've fried yourself out. I'm not special. You're never going to love me. I'm never going to be important to you." Because she says, "We did everything to try to save the marriage." No, you didn't, or you'd still be married. But it's a convenient excuse that makes it sound like, oh, I really tried, but she didn't. They say, "We will continue to give respect to each other." Ooh, yay. Mia Khalifa further writes in her post, "We will always love and respect each other. We both know that this breakup happened due to some past differences with which could not be avoided. This did not happen because of any one incident. In such a situation, we cannot lay blame on any other person." That's her saying that. I don't know about you, but if you decide to take the leap and marry an adult star and it doesn't go well, and then she returns to OnlyFans, and apparently she hasn't done any adult work on OnlyFans, but she is putting out there, she's putting herself out there for validation. She's getting money from her body. How different is that than what she was doing before? No, she's not sleeping with anybody, but she's still getting tons of attention, and she's making money from that attention and from thirsty men. So when she's getting all this validation and she's getting money and she doesn't have the ability to love because of what she's done, of course she's not going to leave a guy or love a guy. Of course she's going to leave him. She continues, "Taking decisions without remorse." Mia Khalifa says at the end of the statement, "We close this chapter without any malice and regret. Both are going to make their new beginning separately. We will continue to be as connected with our family, friends, and dog as ever." According to the actress, nice they call her an actress, It had to happen long ago. However, we are glad that it took all our time. Going away today, we can say that we had tried everything. Yeah, right. Okay, whatever. Yeah, that's it. Now, here's a screenshot from her OnlyFans page that somebody posted. Let me correct that. Mia Khalifa had posted this and somebody else shared it. And this is something that Mia Khalifa posted. Wire date, October 5th, 2020. Status in transit. Wire 2, the Lebanese Red Cross. Actions, see details. Transfer amount, $100,000 US. Wire amount, 100 grand. So she's has enough money from her work to donate $100,000 to the Red Cross, the Lebanese Red Cross. Now, I think it is awesome that she's doing that. I think it is wonderful that she is making donations with her money. And again, no hate on her for making this money the way she wants to make it. You do you. And the fact that she's donating 100 grand of it to the Red Cross is awesome. However, that means that she is raking in probably millions of dollars from her OnlyFans. And again, she's not even having to do the spicy content anymore to get this, which just, again, shows you how much money she's making just from being pretty, just for guys thirsting at her. And if she, with all this money coming in and all this validation and all this attention, and she doesn't have the ability to pair bond or love somebody, again, that means that she can't love her husband for the bedroom. She can't love for what he brings because she's bringing more to the table. She's bringing in more money. He's no longer a celebrity with a million followers on Instagram when she's got 22 million followers on Instagram. She doesn't need him for anything. And the only thing maybe he wanted her for was she's beautiful. I liked her spicy content. I'd like that content for myself. First person in the bedroom as my wife. No way, man. No way is it ever going to work. So, you know, guys, this is why a woman's matter. This is why a woman's past matters. This is why her actions speak louder than words. This is why what she does will always supersede what her words are. Her actions said, hey, I came from the streets. I'm going back to the streets. I'm going back for the money. And she bailed on him. He wasn't good enough. And as she ages, eventually the money will stop pouring in, the attention will stop pouring in, and then that's when she decides, hey, I'm going to settle down now for good because I do need a man for his resources and his attention and his love and his money, you know, I mean, for everything. And what is she bringing to the table? Basically, at that point, she's not going to be bringing anything to the table. All right, let's move on to the dating profile of the day. All right, this gal is 25 years old. Now, I've blurred her face out. She's 25. I blurred her face out and the name, but I'll give you an idea what she looks like. She looks like John Candy with longer hair. I'm just telling you right now, as soon as I saw her photo, I'm like, that looks like John Candy with long hair. That's what she looks like. She says, I'm looking for a guy who will treat me like a queen and who will be a gentleman and who is extremely tall and who can drive. And who doesn't care that I have a disability and that doesn't care that I can't get pregnant and who will not ask me for spicy photos and who is extremely muscular and who is well and who will spend time with me and who will cuddle with me when I want cuddles and who doesn't care if I'm a plus size woman. That is literally her whole profile. And what do you bring? And what else do you bring? What else do you bring? What else do you bring? Oh, I bring nothing. I bring nothing other than I'm disabled and I cannot have kids and I'm overweight and I'm 25. That's all she brings. That's literally, and I look like John Candy. If she's got, you know, if she has a really good John Candy impersonation, maybe some of you guys would be into this. I don't know. Everything else is a grocery list. I bring nothing. You bring everything. And somehow, when she doesn't get any messages and when she doesn't get any attention, what is her answer? Men are toxic. Men are selfish. Men are entitled. Men won't choose me. Men are unrealistic. I'm telling you guys. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, as always, join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com. I am leaving YouTube at some point. It's going to be a couple months away. I'm over on Rumble. I am going to be on Odyssey. So I I did make a mistake. The IP that I looked up for Odyssey was from back in 2015 or 2016 when Google owned it. That was a quick web search I did. That was my bad. Some of you corrected me and messaged me and say, hey, dude, you got it wrong. Kudos. Thank you very much for correcting me. I am going to be on Odyssey. I am on Rumble. Both those places basically make me nothing. I'm just saying. So I'm hoping you guys will join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com. Support my work. It's like 13 cents or 14 cents a day to get multiple videos. I'm going to be doing live streams. We have a great community, free speech forums, all that good stuff. Guys, I will leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. Remember, pay attention to their actions. Pay attention to the damage from the past, because no matter what they say, what their actions are and have been in the past is going to tell you what kind of future you're going to have with this woman. And the truth is, never is it really going to turn out very well if she's got a bad past.